and welcome to the very first episode of the Student's View podcast, where I take an in-depth look into numerous subjects and topics and report back on what I like and dislike. My name is Micah, I'm your resident student, and I'm also the host of the show. I am very excited to be hosting this podcast. We have a lot of fun in store, so stay tuned every week for another episode. If you like what you listen to, head on over to anchor.fm/studentsview to listen to other episodes of the Student's View podcast, as well as wherever you get your podcasts from. This podcast is sponsored by Alexander Jack Clothing. Head over to Instagram at Alexander Jack Clothing to shop authentic and high quality tie-dyes and other clothes. So, what's the best streaming service for teens and young adults, you may ask? Well, there are a multitude of reasons why Netflix, Disney+, Hulu, HBO Max, and tons of other streaming services exist, and some of which being student and children enjoyment and involvement in the platform. For example, you look at Netflix, they have a kids section. Many streaming services began making kids sections, so the content that the children and the teens would be viewing would be, first of all, appropriate and safe for them to watch, and second of all, so they could, it could be tailored to them and, you know, eliminate anything that wouldn't be, important or interesting for them to watch. I had a kids, account on Netflix. I looked into it, and what I noticed was a lot of the kids' shows were basically cartoons and honestly not as much educational shows as I would have liked to see. Growing up, I watched a ton of PBS. It was my favorite children's television show network. I watched Arthur, Word Girl, Martha Speaks, all these different shows, and PBS does have a streaming service for kids, but are kids going to gravitate towards that or shows on Nickelodeon and Netflix like SpongeBob and Paw Patrol and all those, you know, flashy new cartoons? Even if they may not be teaching kids something, is it still worthwhile for them to watch it? And is it still worthwhile for kids to have kids or children's accounts on streaming services? And frankly, should parents be investing in making sure kids watch safely on streaming services? I mean, teens are a little bit different. Look at teens. They watch Riverdale, which, in my opinion, is a very, you know, controversial show in the sense that some people may consider it too adult for teens and some not really. I'm kind of ambivalent. I've never watched it, so I have no basis around it. But the guest who we are interviewing today has. So a little bit later in the episode, you will hear a little bit more about their views on it and what they think about teen shows especially. Now, I recently subscribed to Paramount Plus, which is a new streaming service from CBS and Viacom. And when I looked at this streaming service, it kind of reminded me of when I used to look at PBS, because there were genres, I don't want to use the word clicks, but there were almost just clicks of different television shows for kids, like ages like 0 to 3, kids ages 8 to 10, kids ages 14 to 16, and so on up. So, looking there, I noticed a few chunks that kind of stood out to me, honestly. First of all, there was the Nickelodeon chunks. There were, Victorious, iCarly, Drake and Josh, Sam and Cat, all those shows from the early to late 2000s and early 2010s that, were entertaining, don't get me wrong. I started rewatching iCarly. It's actually funnier than I thought it was from a few years ago when I watched it for the first time. But what you really do see with these shows is that the humor in them and the content that they talk about is just so silly. It's very interesting to see the almost contradicting subject matters that are discussed between more young adult and teen shows, like 13 Reasons Why, which honestly I find more adult than anything else, but probably an older teen. But like 13 Reasons Why, other Netflix shows like The Kissing Booth, to All the Boys I've Loved Before, all those shows, you know. So there's definitely a little bit of a difference there, a difference. So I noticed that when I was browsing through Paramount Plus. I also noticed that there were many like children's kid shows. I'm not sure if it's that they're grouping them by age or by what, or by studio. However, I did notice just quite a bit of like the Disney stuff was just like kids shows that maybe the whole family wouldn't be that interested in watching. I'm sure there are some families who are very much interested in watching, you know, Disney shows like Jake and the Neverland Pirates and Sophia the First. However, I'm not sure with other families if they would be they would enjoy those sorts of shows. I'm sure the kids would if they are interested in them, but I'm not sure about the parents or adults in the household. So, another thing that I noticed, and this is not just with Paramount Plus anymore, I'm talking just generally just all streaming services. I noticed that they liked to group TV shows and movies in a specific way. So they definitely group TV shows, like, take Disney Plus for example. Disney Plus has a ton of content for families and kids, yet they group them in such a way that when you look at it, you're like, this is a kid's show right next to more of a family-oriented show. This is a family-oriented show right next to an action-packed Marvel show that maybe you wouldn't want to show to your three-year-old. I don't know. But I thought that the way that they had grouped shows by, like, studio, by, like, Marvel, Pixar, Disney, Star Wars, all those, was very smart on Disney's part, because honestly, it integrated all the shows together, and it really made the streaming service more cohesive, and I felt less like when I had a kid's account, like I was being treated like a baby, and more like when I had a kid's account, I just had to tailor the shows more to what I liked as a kid, if that makes sense. So, I think that all streaming services have great kids shows. I think all streaming services have great teen and young adult shows. And I think that there's a fine line between what's considered in today's society as a teen show and what in today's society is like an adult show. There's a fine line. Not necessarily a good or bad line. There's just, it's kind of hard to tell now. Granted, I don't watch a ton of TV. I watch a lot on streaming services, but not like cable or anything like that. So I can't tell you like what they're airing on certain stations. If those are... those have a slight difference or a huge difference between kids and adult shows. So, but I do know somebody who is able to probably distinguish the differences between kids shows, teen young adult shows, and adult shows. So please help me welcome over the phone my first guest of the Students View podcast. She's one of my great friends, and she watches a lot of TV through streaming services, so she's probably going to have the upper hand on this. And, of course, she's a student. After all, this is the Students View podcast. So without further ado, please help me welcome our guest, Hanley. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Hanley. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the Students View podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? So who are you? what grade you're in, and what made you want to come on to the show?
I'm Hanley. I'm 13. I'm in 8th grade. And I was invited here by Micah, and I'm super excited to be here.
All right, yes. So thanks for coming on. So as you may or may not know, the topic of today's episode is streaming services, more specifically the best streaming services for children, teens, and young adults. Now, I know you and I both like to watch TV, and you watch a lot of stream shows. So, like, what's your favorite streaming service right now? What do you think has the best content?
I primarily like to watch Netflix, and compared to Hulu, I think it has a better homepage and just easier to pick movies, as well as lots of variety in movies and TV shows.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. I have Disney Plus and Netflix and a few others, and I can definitely say that that Netflix has the best homepage and layout, so I agree. So I want to start off with a question that I kind of brought up in the first part of this podcast when I was introducing you, about Riverdale. And Riverdale is kind of, in my opinion, a controversial show because people think that it's too adult for teens, yet I think it's marketed to teens or young adults. What is your opinion on Riverdale, and do you think it's appropriate for teens to be watching?
I recently finished watching Riverdale, and I'm currently watching the new season.
How do you like the new season?
The new season is my favorite. I really liked the first two seasons. Those are my favorite.
Nice. Anyways, what were you saying?
So Riverdale, it's not necessarily appropriate for a younger teenager. I'd say maybe 5th and 6th graders. But as you get older and more mature and understand the topics that they discuss, it's definitely more mature for probably 8th graders. Seems pretty appropriate.
Yeah. I've never seen Riverdale, but I know you have, so do you think it's appropriate for parents to be okay with their kids watching it, or is it something that the kids would sneak, after hours without their parents knowing?
I would say there could probably be a little bit of both. It does bring up some serious topics and maybe something that kids could bring up with their parents, but I could also see kids not wanting their parents to know they're watching this due to those adult topics. So I say it's definitely important to have a conversation about shows like this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. There are a few other, or not few, there are many other shows that are quite, that have adult themes. One that comes to mind is 13 Reasons Why. I know that one has very adult themes, and I know that, some parents, my parents, have seen that show, and I know kids have seen that show, so there's definitely, that range of, what's appropriate for kids to see based on, their family values, and what's appropriate for parents to see based on their family values. So yeah, totally agree. My next question is, what's your least favorite streaming service based off of the content that's on it and how the layout is and why?
Out of the streaming service I have, I would definitely say my least favorite is Hulu. I feel like it's really hard to find shows, and even if you have found a show, it's kind of hard to get back to where you are and resume that show. As well as I have the version that has ads, and there's a lot of ads, which I get, you get what you pay for. But that's just a little annoying. And for Netflix and Disney Plus is the other one I have, you never see ads.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I do have Hulu as well. I don't have the ad version, but I definitely think that the interface is kind of outdated and sort of just difficult to use, especially when you have a smart TV. Because I'm pretty sure, don't you have a smart TV that you use for Hulu?
I do.
Yeah, so it's probably a bit more difficult to navigate as it is for me and my family, So the next question I want to ask is kind of about school. So I know this is the Students View podcast, so of course we have to tie in the student aspect. So in schools, especially in language arts and social studies classes, I know that they use streaming services to watch movies and television shows for educational purposes. Do you think that that's okay? Do you think that that engages students, or do you think it's not really needed in the educational or in education? And or what would you supplement for, media to educate kids?
I'd say that movies and shows, especially that bring in the topics that kids are learning about in school, is really important because it really ties together like what you're being taught and also real world examples that they show in media. So I think it can be really helpful. The only bad side I could see, if maybe it wasn't appropriate or something popped up, but that's bound to happen, I guess.
Right. Yeah. I know we watched many movies and documentaries on the Civil Rights Unit, and I definitely found them interesting, and they taught me a lot. So I do agree with you on all your points. I have to ask, what's your favorite show right now?
That's a really hard question.
yeah.
Currently, I'm watching iCarly, which was put on Netflix recently. So I really like that. And then a Netflix original I really loved, it's called Greenhouse Academy. That was a really fun show to watch.
Nice. So talking a little bit about streaming services and their relationship with like educational shows for kids, like I guess PBS style shows or PBS shows, what's your opinion on how they market those to children? Do you think children will gravitate towards like SpongeBob and like Paw Patrol and like Sophia the First and all those, like, you know, younger shows or like shows for younger kids that may not be as like educational, or would they gravitate towards like Arthur and like Word Girl and Clifford and all those shows that are more educational? What's your opinion on that?
I'd say it's definitely all about like your parents, what they allow you to watch. As a child, I definitely watched like a mix of educational shows and regular kids shows.
Yeah.
And I don't think one's better than another. A lot of little kid shows will have some educational purposes. And even if not, it's still growing the vocabulary and awareness.
Yes. I think that it's also not only growing their vocabulary, but it's teaching them about the real world. Like, numerous shows, you know, implement, like educational, like, morals, like, Curious George and stuff. It's a fictional story with, like, you know, fantastical, like, beings, but it definitely has, like a real, like, realistic touch to it, and it has morals for, you know, young kids. So kind of just talking about streaming services in general, I'm not sure if you heard, but earlier this past year, Quibi was a streaming service which had very short, like 15 to 25 minute like TV shows and I guess like specials and things that they had on their mobile app, so you could go take your phone out and about and watch a show in between a workout or a meeting or something. And due to the pandemic, Quibi actually shut down because of people not having to leave the house and just watching TV on normal televisions. What's your opinion on shows like that? I'm sorry, on streaming services like that. And do you think that that's the future for streaming services and television?
I actually haven't heard of Quibi, but that sounds like a very interesting idea. I'd say now with TikTok coming up and about, people, or even Instagram, people in those little moments where you don't have anything to do or in transitions, they will just take that out and look at those quick pictures. And I don't think streaming services can offer as much as like TikTok or Instagram can in those little moments. Right. Like those short things, I don't know how that audience is, because I haven't heard of it much.
Yeah. I know that there were a numerous amount of people who watched it, especially coming from like YouTube. Like YouTube originals were a lot of people gravitated towards Quibi in 2020 because of it's, you know, short, it's like social media style streaming service almost. But unfortunately, like I said, it shut down only after about a few months of operation. Kind of switching gears here, what is your opinion on streaming services like that, I want to say, like, are tailored to a specific, like, genre? Do you think that those are going to stay in business, or do you think that Netflix and Disney Plus and, like, Paramount Plus, like, the big ones that are coming in and dominating all of these streaming services, like Disney, I'm sorry, like, Discovery Plus, do you think that those will stay up, like, afloat, or do you think that they're going to be demolished because Netflix is just going to have such a huge repertoire of shows and movies?
I personally haven't heard of a ton of, like, specific catered streaming services, but Netflix and the big companies, Disney Plus, Hulu, Paramount Plus coming up, I'd say they're all pretty much on top of the game. And if the other streaming services want to get more traction or more representation in media, it's going to be really hard.
What is a streaming service you really want to see? If you could choose a streaming service dedicated to one channel, specific show, specific movie, what would you want to see?
Well, that's a difficult one. I personally want a streaming channel that's everything they took off Netflix.
Oh, right.
Called, like, Off Netflix. Because there's some good shows that I really liked on Netflix that they took off. So I think that would be cool and funny.
Yeah. I think I'd want, one of my favorite shows is called Community. So I think I'd want, like, a community-only streaming service. And, like, I'd want, like, specials and stuff. But maybe The Good Place and Friends. Like, I feel like those two would also do well, like, having their own streaming service. But all right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the Students View podcast. Thank you, listeners, for listening in. And have a great day, Hanley.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, this has been the very first episode of the Students View podcast. I've been Micah, your resident student. Tune in next week for a new episode and topic. I'd like to thank Hanley, Alexander Jack Clothing, and everyone else who could help make the Students View podcast possible. Have a great day!